You are listening to Backstage Pass Podcast, hosted by Hannah Cridwell and brought to you by Tom. Hello, and welcome to a very special edition of Backstage Pass Podcast. Happy International Women's Day. International Women's Day falls on the 8th of March. It's all about celebrating the achievements of women and women's equality. It was first started in 1911, and now, 110 years later, this year's theme is Choose to Challenge. The thought behind this is that a challenged world is an alert world. You might have heard the phrase, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, it's kind of broke. Women still face a lot of challenges in music, including underrepresentation, as we've seen on a lot of festival lineups. Just one example. Generally, women are subject to greater scrutiny from the media, and then there's age discrimination, body shaming, the list goes on. From a 2019 study entitled Women in Music, 84% of women had said that they'd been treated differently due to their gender. Personally, a woman who I find really inspiring for being vocal about the challenges that she's faced within the music industry and encouraging other young women to stand up for themselves and their art and their principles is Taylor Swift. She said this in an awards acceptance speech. Some people will always have slight reservations about you, whether you deserve to be there, whether your male producer or co-writer is the reason for your success, or whether it was a savvy record label. I saw that people love to explain away a woman's success in the music industry. When I first heard that, it hit me because I've felt that before. People trying to explain away success. And it sucks, especially when you work really hard to get to where you are. From USC's third annual music report of 2020, here are some stats. In 2019, 22.5% of the top songs were by female artists. 14.4% of songwriters were female. 5% of producers were female. I know from songwriting sessions, co-writing songs for myself and for other artists, that there just aren't as many female producers or songwriters out there. And not so long ago, these jobs were seen as something that only a man could or should do. It's really good to see a lot more female and non-binary producers and DJs coming through. And I hope with the next generation of music makers that I can encourage people to get into these areas too. Music can be quite a brutal industry at times, and there's a lot to be said about patience and perseverance and doing things the way that you want to do them. But just keeping the faith and keeping focus. I'm really inspired by Lizzo, who's been a songwriter for a long time. She recently tweeted, 8 years of touring, giving out free tickets to my undersold shows, sleepless nights in my car, losing my dad and giving up on music, playing shows for free beer and food with less than $32 in my bank account, constantly writing songs, hearing no but always saying yes, glad I never gave up. What a legend. I want to share two of my favourite tips from inspirational women in music. The first one is from Abby Mack from BBC Introducing and BBC Radio 1. When you get an opportunity, seize it and go the extra mile. Whether that's staying on a little bit later to lend a hand, thinking of a really good idea, or maybe you're bringing them a brand new artist that they've never heard of before. Make sure that you stand out and they can't easily forget you. The next tip is from Maxi Gedge, who's from PRS Foundation. She's also a musician and a promoter. And she says, I would say stay headstrong when you can, but think about what success means for you and how you can get there. Don't be afraid to carve your own path. I want to end this podcast by sharing some of my favourite quotes from some inspirational women that we've had on Backstage Pass Podcast so far.
Start. Like, whatever it is that you want to do, take step one, worry about step 10 later, you know, just go for it.
Try your hardest, just be pleasant, be helpful, just do whatever you can to be invited back to do more things, because that is literally how it works.
It's okay to make mistakes as long as you just don't, you know, repeat them. Yeah, it's okay to fuck up. Just got to keep going.
It is better to be known as somebody that's good to work with. Like, I would rather be known as good to work with than, like, revered as this ridiculous songwriter. Like, if you're not good to work with in the industry, it doesn't matter how talented you are.
This stuff comes and goes. It's super fun, but it's important to, you know, have balance with your friends and family and all that.
In an industry that's dominated by men, if you're a woman in music, you should know that your art matters. and that what you contribute to this industry and this life experience matters. Music affects so many people and helps so many people, and it's such an important thing and such a fulfilling thing to pursue. There may still be times that you have to fight and work harder than your male counterparts, and that's, well, it just shouldn't be like that. But things are getting better, and it's becoming a really exciting time to be a woman in music. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Be sure to hit subscribe and leave a comment to let us know what you think, and I will see you next time on Backstage Pass.